Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Mori Aref Hillel Ben Meir Yechel Mechel Zecharno Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zecharno Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Bet and we are up to Perek Hey. And of course, by Avol Kol Shiftei Yisrael Al David Chevrona, so all the Shvatim came to David, even Binyamin, since there was never a hope of anointing a king from the house of Shaul, says the Radak, 5 years after Ishbosheth was dead. So they said, look, we're your bone, we're your flesh, right? We're no less than the relatives of the tribe of Yehuda. And so that's the way we are. Gam etmo, gam shulshon, bi yoshol, melech aleinu, ata yisa motzi, behamevi es Yisrael. Even when everything was good, in the olden days, you took care of Am Yisrael. And so therefore, Ve'omer Hashem Lecha, Atatires Ami Es Yisrael, Ve'atatiel Nagid Al Yisrael. So Hashem already said that you are going to lead the Jewish people, and you will shepherd them, and you'll be a ruler over them. Ve'avo Kol Zeknei Yisrael Al HaMelech Hebron. So all the Zekanim came to the king in Hebron. Ve'echros Lam HaMelech David Bris Be'Hebron Lefnei Hashem. So David HaMelech came along, and he set aside a covenant in front of Hashem, by Yimshechu as David leMelech al Yisrael, and they anointed David as Melech over the Jewish people. Ben Shoshim Shana David b'Mocho Arba'im Shana Malach, and David HaMelech was 30 years when he became king, and he ruled for 40 years. Bechevam Malach al Yehuda Shebashanim for the first period of his kingdom, 7 years he was a king. Vishisha Chadashim. And he was only over Yehuda. Yisraelayim Malach Shloshim Mishalosh Shana Al Kol Yisrael V'Yehuda. And for 33 years, which is really a total of 40 and a half years, which becomes a major discrepancy that exists as far as David HaMelech was concerned. But maybe that's a kavod for Yerushalayim. Some of the Midrashim point out that David's 6 months from Yerushalayim when running away from Avshalom was not included in his rule, and that's how we get to the number, right? I'll call Yisrael Yehuda. V'ayelech HaMelech V'anashav. So the king and his people went at Yerushalayim al Yebusi Yoshe Barak. They went to Yerushalayim to the Yebusi. And Rashi offers the opinion, these Yebusi were not the descendants of Yebusi, they were descendants of Plishtim. And the Migdal David in Yerushalayim was called Yevus, and it's there that they got their name. And Yoshev Aretz Vayomer le David Leimor lo Savo Hena, Kim Hesircha Ivrim Vapiskin Leimor lo Yavo David Hena. They said, you can't come here unless you get rid of the blind and the lame. And of course, what is the blind and the lame? These were their Avodah Zarah, says Rashi. Of course, there's no, Abar Benel and the Rabag both point out that there's no possibility of penetrating the stronghold unless you get rid of all of the people, including the blind and the lame. They're able to defend this great fortress that's here. Some point out that the Pisach and the Iver are a reference to Yitzchak and Yaakov. Yitzchak, of course, being blind, Yaakov Avinu being a Pisach lame because of the fight. And of course, Avram Avinu had made a deal with Avimelech in Parshas Vayera, where he said, "Imtiskorli ulinini lenechti," and there was still one descendant who was still alive at this point in time. Called David as Mitzudas Zion here Davi. So David went ahead and he captured Mitzudas Zion, which is Ir David, and that's exactly what he pulled off over here. And so, Vayomer David, Vayomahu, Komake Yabusi, Viga Bitsinor, Vesapiskam, Vesavrim, Sinuav, Nefesh David, Alkin Yomru, Iver Bisech, Lo Yavo, El Havayas. So, David said on that day, whoever attacks the Yabusi and reaches the tower and gets rid of the Iver and the Bisech, which are despised, and that's why they say the Pisach and the Iver, the lame and the blind, shall not come into the house. In other words, whoever captures and kills the Yebusians first to capture the city and gets rid of the blind and those who are despised, that's the way it comes into the process. That means David HaMelech was really, really annoyed with the reminder of the statues that were there for Am Yisrael to listen to, even though the Plishtim had been breaking this covenant for years. So we have to keep our word, even though nobody else does. Aisha David b'mitzuda, David stayed in the stronghold. Vayikra lo Ir David, and he called it Ir David. Now, by transferring the capital from Hebron to Yerushalayim, that's why he was in the Mitzuda over here. The Malbim says there was a political motive for the choice of Yerushalayim. In order to preserve the recent unity of all of Am Yisrael, David wanted a city which is on the border of Yehuda and Binyamin, which were the two places that were fighting. And David built around from the mountain and inward. That, in other words, there was a low-walled enclosure which was filled with earth, where the top is in the center with a decline in all directions, and that's the Milo. David constructed houses and it encircled the stronghold. You go to Ir David, you'll see that there's a lot of circling over there, right? So David continued to go. He traveled and he kept getting bigger. Right? Hashem Elokei Tzva Kosimo, Hashem was with him at that point in time. And so Hiram, Hiram of Tyre, sent David HaMelech cedar trees and carpenters and stonemasons to build a wall. So they built a house for David. So when David saw that Hashem had gone ahead and established him as a king over Am Yisrael, and that he raised up his kingdom, right? And he saw what was going on. So what happened? Bavur Amo Yisrael, and he saw all the actions prospering, and even the Goyim are sending him gifts. So he realized that that's a very big deal. And so he, according to the Ralbach, he also started to marry other wives to make sure that there would be a worthy successor for himself. So he started to have other children for the sake of Am Yisrael, right? And Chazal have a tradition that these altogether, David had 18 wives, the maximum allowed under the issue of Lo Yar Belo Nashim. And why is that of 18? Nasan HaNavi is going to admonish David HaMelech after the issue with Uriachiti, and he says to you, I gave you all these wives, right? And so we'll point that out in that context. So what happens? So these are all some of the children that were born. What's Eli Pelet? We see that Noga and the second Eli Pelet are mentioned in Divrei Hayamim that don't get mentioned over here. And the Radak and the Mesudas Stavin and Barbanel all suggest that they died early, and that's why they're not on this list. Vayishmu plishtim ki mashko estavin lemelech al Yisrael vayalu ko plishtim levakesha estavid vayim sa David vayirad ala Mitzuda. So the plishtim heard, and they knew David HaMelech's might, so they said, let them all go ahead. Because he wasn't a threat when he was over Yehuda alone, says the Malbim. But once they saw that he was already all over Am Yisrael, they decided, says the Radak, let's go fight him. And so what did they do? David went to the Mitzuda, pushed him bow, and pushed him, came. Vayinachu be'emek Rifaim, and they spread out in the Emek Rifaim. Now, Vayishal David b'Hashem le'mor, ha'alala plishtim, ha'titnein b'yadi. So David went to the Urim v'tum, and he said, should I go fight the plishtim? Will I win? Vayom Hashem al David, alei ki nason etein es ha'plishtim b'yadecha. So Hashem told him, sure, go fight him, because I'm going to put him in your hands. Vayavu David b'val pratzim. So David went to Baal Pratzim, and Vayakim Shem David, David went ahead and he got them over there. Vayom Reparatz Hashem es oivai lefanai keparatz mayim. So he said, Hashem broke my enemies here like a breach of waters. And that's why he called the place, that's why he called it Baal Paratzim, in that place. So they left their Avodah Zarah over there. But Yisayim David v'Anashav, and David and his people burned them, right? And that's the understanding of Eisa'um. However, Chazal attached Eisa'um, meaning they carried it away. At first, David and his men wanted to burn the Avodah Zarah because you're not allowed, lo yidbak biyadcha ma'uma min achirim, that there's an Isra'ana. But Itai Agiti, Itai from Gat, who defected to David's camp, came and he was mevatel the Avodah Zarah, so it wasn't necessary to burn it. And so they carried it away instead. That's the way the Gemara in Avodah Zarah suggests on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara, the Psukim say, "Vayasu shamas atzabem vayisum vayusifu od plishtim lalos vayinachu beimek refaim." Then the plishtim tried another time; they spread out in Emek Refaim, right near Yerushalayim. Vayishal David, and David went ahead and asked again. And so, what did he ask? Vashem vayomer lo sala. Hashem said, "This time, don't go back up." Don't go up, circle in back of them, and come from them from against the mulberry trees. When you hear the sounds of steps in the top of the mulberry trees, that's when you should get ready, because Hashem went out before you to kill out the plishtim. Vayas David Cain, kasher tzivo Hashem, vayachas haplishtim yigevad boach hagazer. And so he went and he got the plishtim from Geva until on the way to Gezer. Now, why was David compelled to wage battle that way? Why couldn't he go into a direct battle? So the Ralbag explains that the plishtim had recouped to the point that they could have defeated David. And Hashem could have done an ace to allow David come out victorious, but he only wanted to do a miracle only when it was absolutely necessary. The Medrash over here says, what's up with the mulberry trees? So the sounds in the mulberry trees are the malachim going on the treetops. And the Medrash seems to suggest that this was a way of testing David and showing that Hashem chose him over Shaul. Shaul was told to wait for the appearance of Shmuel, and he didn't listen. David did listen. And we see that, you know, listening to Hashem has a more positive impact, not only for you, but for the people in your hands as well. We'll stop here, but Ezra Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.